government states that it does not intend to accept a trade status that is discriminatory and subject to political conditions, and accordingly, that it will not put into force the 1972 trade agreement. Finally, the Soviet government informed us that if statements were made by the United States in the terms required by the Trade Act concerning assurances by the Soviet government regarding matters it considers within its domestic jurisdiction, such statements would be repudiated by the Soviet government. Regrets this turn of events. It has regarded and continues to regard an orderly and mutually beneficial trade relationship with the Soviet Union as an important element in the overall improvement of relations. It will, of course, continue to pursue all available avenues for such an improvement, including efforts to obtain legislation that will permit normal trading relationships.